The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 12. The American Civil War, Foreign Operations.
Entering the American Civil War, neither the Union nor the Confederacy had any organized military or civilian intelligence department. There was no central agency in the United States for the control of spies. Everything had to be constructed anew. While the Confederacy had General Intelligence Office, its work was largely limited to gathering information regarding the sick and wounded. And while the North inherited the U.S. Treasury Department's Secret Service, this agency was restricted to investigating counterfeiters and protecting the president. As a result, spying in the American Civil War was initially dominated by volunteers, men and women motivated out of passionate ideological commitment, or more often, those seeking fame, fortune, or adventure. In this two-part study of spying in the American Civil War, we will discuss foreign intelligence operations first, and later domestic operations conducted inside the United States. In early December 1861, the newspaper The London Chronicle broke the story of American spies who were monitoring British maritime activities and shipments being processed at all major British seaports. It was only the latest article confirming Union espionage in Great Britain. 2 months earlier, two newspaper stories told of federal agents operating in Liverpool, England, opening and inspecting shipments while posing as passengers on steamers. These activities represented Union covert operations to quash the Confederacy's efforts to secure munitions and vital resources at European ports during the American Civil War. Henry Sanford, the U.S. minister to Belgium, also served as the head of the North's secret services in Europe. Unlike the North, which had the ability to produce war materials in its own factories, the South would be vitally dependent on European imports to fight its war. In order to starve the South of these desperately needed war materials, it was Sanford's mission to penetrate British textile mills, factories, shipbuilding facilities, ports, post and telegraph offices, and other governmental agencies. He urged Lincoln's Secretary of State, William Seward, to supply him with agents in Paris and London, as well as funds in order to aid in routing up this nest of secessionists, as he called them. These agents were to follow Confederate purchasers at all times so that there would be no doubt regarding Southern activities.